Friends, today we have someone that may seem ordinary, but she started a group on Facebook dedicated to the souls in purgatory that has over 240 or 250,000 members. And these things are not easy to do. This is quite a beautiful work of God. So we came here so she can share her story, what brought her to that point and how it's grown. Katie, thank you for joining us. Tell us about, how did you even get started with the idea of that group? What's its name? How can people find it? Tell us how it got there.
Certainly. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. I'm really, really pleased to be here. The name of the group is Souls in Purgatory. You can recognize it from other Souls in Purgatory groups on Facebook because it's got a big black picture that says rest in peace. So if anybody goes looking for the group, that's how you can find it. But I'm sure we'll add a link as well. The group pretty much was conceived after my mom passed away in 2018. And I have always been somewhat of a religious person, coming from a big Irish Catholic family, which is not terribly unusual. There are a lot of Irish Catholic families that are big, but what's unusual about mine is that there are seven women, seven daughters, and then a son. He's a baby. So it was a great experience to have that childhood, and that rooted me in my Catholicism, plus going to a convent school. That also helped me tremendously as well. So I arrived into the United States at 19 with everything that my parents had brought me. And then fast forward to only being able to see my parents on visits home or when they would come over here to the United States. So losing my mother in 2018 was really what started everything. It was a devastating blow to the whole family. We weren't expecting it. I thought my parents had at least another 15 years together to enjoy each other after raising such a big family and being such great Christians and great Catholics. We mourned her, each of us, in our own way, and it took a long time for me to get over losing my mother. Roll around to February the following year, and I wanted to know, where is my mother? Now, you know, I wanted to believe she was in heaven. That's what I told myself, that she was in heaven, because she was such a good person. I mean, my mother ran the parish free. She did all of the finance. She was on the finance committee. She was marvelous. When I finally sat down and said, okay, let's get real. Where do I really think my mother is? Let's get the truth out. So I started to read about purgatory. I started to read what happens when the soul dies. I educated myself and I started to wonder, why is this not a topic that's more mainstream in Catholicism today? Why is purgatory? Why do we not prepare for our souls and the afterlife if we know all of this? And the problem is we don't, because the priests don't talk about it. So that's when I decided I'm going to start a group on Facebook, and it's going to be about purgatory, and it will educate people on purgatory from a Catholic perspective. The group is international because I believe everybody has the right to pray for their dead, but we follow the teachings, the catechism of the Catholic Church in its entirety.
When you started the group, did you start it just by yourself or with some friends?
I started by myself and invited most of my Facebook group friends at that point were all friends from school. So I had over 50 friends from school that, you know, immediately signed up, and it just grew from there. It was amazing how we start out the first few weeks. We were getting maybe 10 to 15 posts, and I was creating 5 of those. So it was very, you know, slow in the beginning, but it picked up quite rapidly. And one of the things I learned is when you have a group, that's global social media. You have to cover all aspects because people are awake 24/7. So I had to arrange for moderators and administrators in all of the, at different points across the globe to make sure that somebody was covering the group, and being able to, vet posts and things like that. Some of the stories for the people, like one of the administrators that came to us, her name is Loretta. She's from England, and she has been a devotee to the Holy Souls all her life, and is a sacristan, works at her church. And I never knew any of this about her, but we met. She joined the group, and we became friendly. I was in immediately attracted to the posts that she was putting up, and we messaged each other. And now she's also on the team. She's now one of the administrators on the team. But when I called her and asked her to be a member, she said, "I am a sacristan, and but I joined that group, and I've often thought, wow, I'd love to be a part of this group. And now you call me and ask me to be a part of it." And it's like, and she's just been wonderful. We're really, really blessed to have her.
Did you have any prior technical experience, or was this something that you were just kind of learning as you went?
Oh, I learned on the job. It was all on the job. I Facebook is great about helping you put together a group when you want to do it. They walk you through pretty much everything. They have an admin assist that helps you. I don't think anybody wants to hear me giving, a lesson on how to start a group up on Facebook. They can do that themselves. Edit that.
What were
I
some of your, as your group started growing, one of the things that I found with my channels is you start having these people come and share their experiences, their love for the souls in purgatory. What have been some of those stories?
We have had people, and they'll send a post to the group saying how last night they had a dream, such and such a person. And we've had several of these occur where, a grandmother or a daughter, a recently deceased husband in one case, all appeared to individuals, members of our group, and they didn't know what to do with it. They said they'd never had a dream before where somebody that, some of these people had recently lost their loved ones. Some of them were people who called in who, out of the blue, this person just popped up and started appearing in their dreams. And of course, everybody in the group who we're very lucky, we have a great group of people. We have a lot of regulars, and everybody, of course, chipped in with the same advice, have masses said for the soul. And a lot of people contacted me afterwards and said, I had a mass said for the soul, and they have not appeared in my dream at all since then. I also have had people come back and say, I had a dream last night where they came to me, and there was one woman, I won't mention her name for privacy sake, but she lost her son, and I was very close to her at the time because I could only imagine. She only had the one son, and it was devastating for her. And with me only having one son too, I can could imagine what that would be like, just devastating. So as I was kind of helping her a little bit with the grief, she I told her, your son is he wasn't a baby, he was 9, so he was old enough, that there was a possibility of purgatory. And then I explained that to her. I said, but I really doubt that it's going to be anything that he can handle. She came back to us and said that she had that evening gone to church, and while she was in church, she saw her son walking up the altar and going to Jesus. And she said she's had such joy and peace in her heart ever since that moment that she just knows her son is in heaven. And knowing that allows her to carry on and not miss him so much. And I tell people when I respond to them, I tell them, this is not the end. This is not our life. This is not where we're supposed to be. This is just the start. And I wanted to not only create a space for people to be able to pray for their loved ones, have others pray for their loved ones, their deceased loved ones. I wanted also to create a space where people could learn about purgatory, learn this is what kind of life you need to lead if you want to prepare your soul for a better afterlife. And I don't understand why people would not want to do that.
And one beautiful thing is that it gives people a space to share these experiences, because from what I've seen, it's not unusual for people to have these experiences at least once in their life, if they were, especially when your people are close to other people, especially when they pass away. And so then to kind of they're able to share their experiences, to talk that out, to learn, and then learn from other people's experiences, so to know, okay, this is not unusual. This is something that happens to other people, and then this is what you do. This is what I do with it. Because how sad would it be if a person has a soul from purgatory appear to them in their dream, and then they don't do anything when what they're doing is asking for help? And if we don't know that, that then we're just delaying their entrance into heaven.
Exactly. And I don't understand why the Catholic Church, which I love, why the priests are so hesitant, and reticent to speaking about purgatory from the pulpit. They need to let people know more about purgatory and what to expect. They need to know when you die, the first 24 hours, are crucial. And I can tell the majority of the people I know in my parish don't know what happens to their soul within the first 24 hours of death. They know that they're going to go see God and be judged, but they don't know that the specific details that God has graciously given us down through the centuries, through mystics and saints. And I think the more we can get that information out to the public, the Catholics, the Christians, people who want to change their life, they want to come to a better understanding than this crazy mad world we live in now.
I think the Protestant message, one, at least on a superficial level, it's initially more appealing. Oh, you go, now you're in a better place, or however they might phrase it. So one, it's initially more appealing, and it can kind of catch people. So it's sort of in that sense easier to sell, and they tend to be better at selling it. So it's kind of like a superficially a better product and better salesmanship, that they get it across more. The Catholic understanding, which if you think about it, it connects more with real life, that real life is more nuanced. It's not just, if you look at life, there's nothing in life that's, oh yeah, just do this, you'll get a raise. Just kiss your wife, you'll have a great marriage. Just, hug your child and everything will be great. Like, nothing is that simple. Why would death be any different? Death, it's complicated. There's a process there. It's not that easy. And if you think about it, it kind of really is seamless with reality, that reality is complicated. So it's the same with getting into heaven. It's just not that simple as saying, Jesus, I love you. There's a lot more to it than that.
Exactly. And I'm unsure as to why the big secret, why the hush hush. What you mentioned there about he's in a better place, no more pain. I don't like it when people say that to people who are bereaved or who are grieving. I mean, I know it's the expected thing to say, but it's not accurate and it's not the truth. You don't know that that person is out of pain. They could be suffering, who knows? Hellfires in purgatory, not hellfires in purgatory, but fires in purgatory.
Yeah.
God forbid they end in hell. It just gives people the wrong impression. It gives them a false ideology of what to expect then for their own death, when they die. And I see people, spending money on beautiful, expensive coffins and flower arrangements. And I think people just need to remember that they are there for the living. There are pretty attractive things for the living because they're really useless to the dead. They don't
Yeah.
benefit them at all. I think is it in Hebrews where it says it is given to each man to die once and then be judged? That is going to be a big highlight for me in the month of November for the Souls in Purgatory month. And we're getting ready to do our Billion Souls devotion with Anthony Hogan
Yeah.
in November, but we won't get into that until the first part of October.
Sure. One thing for me, the channel has changed my life in terms of there's so many things that have happened, so many things, people that I've met, places that I've gone now because of it. How has having this group changed your life?
I am not so materialistic as I used to be. To me, I'm more involved now in helping out at my church, trying to lead the life that God wants me to. I try to earn little favors for the holy souls as I go through my day. If I can let somebody cut in front of me in line, for example, I'll go ahead and do that. Or just silly little things that you do throughout the day. And I think from that aspect, my husband and son say that I'm not as fiery Irish as I used
Yeah.
to be. When I first came out here, I had a real hot head. But they said, no, I've mellowed over the years and I'm, more comfortable because I believe and I trust. And when you believe and you trust, you don't worry or fear anything.
Also, one thing is, I was recently in Rome, and there's a church that has that purgatory museum, and I think the priest's intention in making that was to kind of give these extraordinary signs of, hey, this is proof that purgatory is real. Perhaps at that time there was waning belief in it. Maybe share with us any experiences that others from the group or you have had, obviously respecting privacy, where you've heard it or gone through it and you thought, I just wish people would see or know this because then they would believe more. Any that come to mind?
Well, I think that that's all part of when you're a part of a purgatorial group, you're going to read about, people regularly write these types of comments or posts about, seeing relatives in their dreams. So I wish, I can't think of anything, Alvaro, per se, that has happened in the group that I would want the group to know because they pretty much see everything as it's coming along on the news feed. But what I would want people in general to know is to pray for the souls in purgatory. I mean, that's the bottom line. The bottom line with me is, I'm not about having the largest purgatorial group on Facebook or being successful in this, that, or the other. I really want to get people to pray for the souls in purgatory, and as Padre Pio says, let's empty it. And I want to get the people who are alive today to shape up and educate them on purgatory so that they know what to expect when they die and they
Yeah.
can prepare for it. They can, understand it from, if they want to stay with their faith and their practice is fine. If they want to convert to Catholicism, we will welcome them and teach them about it.
Yeah.
But I think that there needs to be a big education in the world, really, in the Catholic Church, that focuses more on educating people, educating the church about purgatory and what to expect, especially within the first 24 hours of death.
Wonderful. Well, Katie, I think it's for those people that want to grow in their love for the souls in purgatory, that want to feel devoted and supported to have a group. I think everyone should look up your group, get to know it, and join it so that they can see that encouragement, get that daily inspiration. Because sometimes, like with different things, one part of it is learning about it, another part is kind of like refueling that fire. Maybe at some point people had a great love and then they just need a little inspiration. So
Yes.
I think it's beautiful work what you're doing. I hope everyone to check it out on Facebook to get to know it and to join it as well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been lovely chatting with you too. And of course, I want to give it a shout out to two of your most favorite fans from the group, Diamond Ulam and Mary Ann Vincenzio. When they heard that I was coming onto your show, they were very impressed, to say the least.
Well, awesome. Well, hopefully God will continue to whatever it is that he wants to do through us, may his will be done.
His will be done.
Would
Amen.
you mind closing us with a prayer? Whatever prayer of your
Absolutely.
choosing.
Thank you. Oh, my pardon, crucifix here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful opportunity to meet with Alvaro on Uniquely Mary and talk about purgatory. I would ask you, Lord, enter the hearts of everybody that's listening to our voices this interview, and to think about their own life and what they can do to help the souls in purgatory, and what they can do to prepare for their own possible purgatorial stay. In your name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the
In the
name
name
of
of the Father.
the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
God bless every one of you for joining us today, and I will see you in the next one.